hits me, people come to me and they say, Smith, you are pale. And I'm like, well, thank you for informing me of something that I knew 13 years ago. When people say, Smith, you're so pale, have you ever been outside? I'm like, I go outside just as much as a tan guy, but no, genetics keeps me pale. I'm Tanly Challenge. There's some weirdos out there that say that I'm so pale, if I was on a sandwich, I would taste like mayonnaise. Okay, now that's just awkward and weird. Led me to all this, like, spreads and stuff. And I bet every other day this week, someone's gonna come to me and say, Smith, you are pale. Wait, no, they're not gonna say my name is Smith. They're gonna call me Austin. Because everyone thinks my name is Austin. It's not my fault that my name is Smith Austin, okay? Gosh, I'm not pale. I'm transparent. All these people saying I'm pale. Come on, guys. How would I like it if I called you tan? Probably wouldn't care. One time I went to the mall. I went to this, like, store. They had all these, like, hair products. Fancy stuffy stuff. I saw this spray bottle for spray tanning. It was like a trier test thing. I thought, okay, this is my glory. I can use this. Look at the bottle and I'm like, spray. I like put it on my left arm. And like a day later, I looked like a cheetah. I was orangely orange. For like a week and a half, I was orange. On my left arm, at least. I tell people that story and they say, I'd rather you be orange than pale. It's the breaking news. Whoa, breaking news. An orange dude on the street. What did this world come to? What's the point of a spray tan anyways? This looks awkward. Could they at least find a better shade of tan? You as the viewers thinking, why am I watching a pale guy on a screen? I think you watched this video, even though it's awkwardly for me to leave. Sure to subscribe and thumbs up the video. Comment how tan you are on a scale through 1 through 10.
Hmm.